Praise the Lord. Let's pray that the Holy Spirit speaks to us now. Come, Holy Spirit. Come and open our hearts. We just want to hear from Jesus, our amazing shepherd, who said that my sheep know my voice.
Minu lambad kuulevad mu häält.
So Lord, we need to hear your voice.
Me isend me tahame kuulda sinu häält.
We ask you to speak to us the words of life.
Palun, sa räägisid meile elu sõnum.
Just so that we can have some new life in us.
Et me saaksime endasse uue elu.
A new strength.
Ja uue tugevuse.
And be revived and energized to live for you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. No, I remember maybe I've been telling a few stories about Corrie ten Boom. This little Dutch lady who whose house was hiding a lot of Jews during the Second World War.
Siis Hollandi naine, kes oma kodus varjas palju juute sõja, teise maailmsõja.
Such a powerful testimony of, you know, going all out for God.
Võimas tunnistus, kuidas Jumal tegutseb. Jumala siis nagu tahte järgi minemisest.
It's a real encouragement for us, people like that.
Et sellised inimesed on meile suur julgustus.
Let's find out as much as we can about those, you know, real heroes of faith. And after all of this had happened, you know, she was traveling around the world preaching. Because she had something to say about trusting the Lord and following Him and never giving up.
Ja kõigest loobumisest.
She was in London once.
Ta oli kord Londonis.
And she was asked to go into this mental institution to meet this woman.
Et ta paluti ükskord minna sinna vaimuhaiglasse ühte naist nagu kohtama.
This lady was from Palestine.
See naine oli Palestiinast.
And what had happened was that her husband had been really kind to Jews and helping Jews.
Mis juhtus, et tema siis abikaasa, tema mees oli olnud väga lahke juutide vastu ja aidanud neid.
But during the war there between Palestine and Israel dropped the bomb on their house.
Aga siis Palestiina ja Israeli sõja ajal
Israel dropped the bomb on her house.
Nende majal.
And you know, when she came back to the consciousness,
kui ta tuli teadusele uuesti,
she found her husband dead.
Siis ta leidis oma abikaasa surnuna.
And at that moment some real hatred entered her heart.
Sel hetkel suur vihkamine ründas tema süda.
And you know, she ended up in a mental institution.
Ta lõpetas nagu vaimuhaiglas seetõttu.
You know, funny thing is that I bet there is hardly any people in the mental institution.
Ma arvan, et vaimuhaiglas ei ole ühtegi inimest.
Because of their mental problems.
Oma vaimsete probleemide pärast.
It's usually a spiritual problem.
Tavaliselt on see vaimulik probleem.
You know, we pick something up in our lives and it just clings onto us.
Võtame midagi oma elus nagu üles, mis jääb meie sisse.
You know, Jesus is the answer to these types of things.
Sellistele asjadele on vastuseks Jeesus.
Anyway, Corrie is going to meet this woman.
Corrie läheb siis seda naist, seda kohtumusele naisega.
And you know, she's sitting in this room and
istub selles ruumis.
They're bringing this woman in.
Toovad selle naise sinna sisse.
And Corrie is praying, Lord, you know, give me wisdom and give me the right words.
Corrie palvetab, et anna mulle need tarkus ja need õiged sõnad.
And as this woman comes in,
ja kui see naine tuleb sisse,
she says to Corrie before she actually gets the chance to say anything.
Siis ta ütleb Corriele, enne kui Corrie oleks saanud ise midagi öeldagi.
I know what you're gonna say.
Et ma tean, mida sa tahad öelda.
You're gonna say I have to pray more.
Sa tahad öelda, et ma peaksin rohkem palvetama.
And Corrie doesn't reply to her straight away.
Corrie ei vasta talle otse kohe.
And then a little while later this woman says again.
mõni aeg hiljem see naine ütleb uuesti.
I know what you would say next.
Ma tean, mida sa järgmisena tahad.
That I have to banish this hatred from my heart.
Et ma pean...
push out this hatred from my heart.
Endast selle vihkamise välja ajama, enda südamest.
And then Corey, you know, picks up in the conversation and said, who told you that?
Siis Corey võtab selle vestluse nagu oma kätesse ja küsid, kes sulle seda...
Who have you been speaking to?
Kes, kellega sa oled rääkima?
And she says, ah, been, you know, the chaplain told me.
Siis ta tõlub, et see kaplan rääkis minu.
And then Corey says, look, maybe this young chaplain doesn't know this.
Corey ütleb, et kuule, et võibolla see noor kaplan ei tea seda.
That hatred is a real strong enemy.
Et vihkamine on tõeliselt tugev vaenlane.
And it doesn't just leave us when we will.
Et see ei jäta meid lihtsalt niisama maha, kui me lihtsalt tahame.
But she said, you know, once when I was in the concentration camp.
Aga vaata, kui mina olin kord seal koonduslaagris.
And, you know, I had the grace for all of the horrible things they did to us.
Mul oli siis armu kõige õudsete asjade suhtes, mis minuga oli juhtunud.
But when they were gonna beat my sister.
Aga kuna taksid mu õde peksma.
Because she couldn't carry the sand, because she was too weak.
Sest ta ei suutnud oma nõrkuse tõttu liiva kanda.
You know, then hatred wanted to enter my heart.
Siis tahtsi vihkamine minu südamesse ka tulla.
Justice, injustice.
Lihtsalt see ebaõiglus.
And then there was the struggle going on in my heart.
Siis mu südamest oli siuke mäss.
And then, Corey said, but then I found grace.
Siis Corey ütleb, aga siis ma leidsin armu.
I knew there was no place for hatred in my heart.
Ja siis mu südamest ei olnud enam vihkamisel ruumi.
I asked Jesus to help me.
Ma palusin Jeesust mind aidata.
And she said to this woman,
sellele naisele,
you know, if there is a dark room,
kui on siuke pime ruum,
and there's light outside,
ja väljas on valgus,
there's no way you can swoop the darkness out of the door.
Siis ei ole variant, et sa lihtsalt pühid selle pimeduse sa toast välja.
We can't banish the darkness.
Me ei saa seda pimedust välja ajada.
We can just open the windows.
Me saame lihtsalt akna lahti teha.
Or open the curtains to let the light in.
Või kardinad eest ära tõmmata, et valgus saaks sisse tulla.
You know, and then she understood what she was speaking about, this lady.
Siis naine sai aru, millest Corey räägi.
There is no strength in ourselves to do.
Et meis endas ei ole seda tugevust.
To get us to a better place.
Et ennast paremasse
kohta. Anyway, they were kneeling down and praying.
Siis nad põlitsid maha ja palvetsid.
And Corey left this place.
Corey läks ära.
And 2 weeks later, this woman is out.
Kaks nädalat hiljem, see naine on vaimuhaigust väljas.
You know. Jesus is actually answered to most of our issues.
Jeesus on üldiselt vastus enamusele meie asjadest.
He is a real answer.
Tema on tõeline vastus.
And really felt to say, you know, that Corrie ten Boom, she was a real tool for the Lord.
Corrie ten Boom oli tõeline nagu Jumala tööriistus.
Because of keeping the faith and keeping going.
Ta viis seda usku ja järgmest kogult on.
And she had these real precious keys to open other people's, you know, prisons.
Tal oli need väärtuslikud võtmed, et teiste inimeste vanglaid lahti.
And she had like the right words to say.
Tal oli õige sõna, mida teistel öelda.
And I really believe that we are the same type of keys.
Ja ma tõesti usun, et meie oleme samasugused võtmed.
I believe that God wants to say this to you this morning.
Ma usun, et Jumal tahab täna hommikul seda teile öelda.
Wants to say this to us.
Tahab seda meile öelda.
That we are like keys.
Me oleme nagu võtmed.
And we have some real experiences and real things we've gone through.
Meil on tõelised kogemused ja läbi elamised.
That would be keys for other people.
Me oleksime võtmed teistele inimestele.
I don't know if you heard our adventures on Thursday.
Ma ei tea, kas te kuulsite meie seiklustest neljapäeval.
When I was going to Route 61.
Kui ma hakkasin rada 61 Tallinnasse minema.
And I borrowed Meelise's car because Kinna need auka.
Ja laenasin Meelise autot, kuna Kinna vajas meie bussi.
And I took off to go to see my nephew, my sister's son, for his birthday before the meeting.
Siis ma tahtsin enne koosolekut jõuda Tallinnast läbi minna ülepoja sünnipäeval.
And you know, I dropped Meelis off at Lõunakeskus.
Viskasin Meelis Lõunakeskus juurde ära.
Drove off.
panin minema nagu Tallinna poole.
And always when we go to Tallinn, we stop at this Circle K in Adavere.
Alati kui me Tallinnasse sõidame, siis me peatame Adavere Circle K
tankus. It's like a little bit less than halfway, but it's nice to make a little break, yeah.
Ta on natuke vähem kui poolel teel ja hea, väike paus teha sõidus.
So I stopped there.
Ja siis ma peatusin seal.
With Meelis's fancy car.
Meelis autoga.
And I pressed this stop engine button.
Ja siis ma vajutsin seda start-stop nuppu.
And I realized at the same moment as I had stopped pressed it.
Samal hetkel kui ma selle auto niimoodi seisma jätsin, sain ma aru.
That I didn't take the keys from Meelis.
Et ma ei võtnud Meeliselt kõikid kaasa.
Because all you need to do to start the car is to have the key in the car.
Sest ainus, mida sa vajad auto käivitamiseks on, et sul oleks võti autos kaasas.
And those keys were in Meelis's pocket in Tartu.
Võtnud olid jäänud Meelise taskusse Tartusse.
So, you know, thinking, wow. This is a good timing to be stuck in Adavere.
See on küll ideaalne hetk, et Adaveresse lõksu jääd.
Anyway, call Meelis, say, I think the keys are in your pocket.
Ma Eesti Meelis, et ma arvan, et võti vist on sinu taskus.
Yeah, you know, feeling really bad, I suppose.
Meelis, et ajam tunnen ennast väga halvasti.
But I felt really bad as well, because I thought of the keys when we were driving, but I never asked him.
Ja ma mõtlesin võtmetele, kui me sõitsime, aga ma ei jõudnud veel küsida neid.
And then when we departed, I never forgot, never thought of them again.
Ma nagu lahku läksin, siis ei tundunud meelda.
Until this moment.
Kui selle hetken.
Anyway, at the same time, so I called Meelis and, you know, as an awesome brother, he started fighting the fight when I was just sitting there waiting.
Ja siis Meelis hakkas samal ajal nagu võitlema, siis sellega samal ajal või mina istusin seal Adaveres.
And it's interesting how, like, actually, I was thinking, God doesn't really let us do a lot of things on our own.
Siis ma mõtlesin, et Jumal ei lase tavaliselt meil väga palju asju nagu oma jõuga teha.
I really think he wants us to work as brothers and sisters.
Et ta tõesti tahab, et me töötaksime vendade ja õdedena.
We are here to share our lives.
Me oleme siin, et oma elusid jagada.
We are here to actually help each other.
Et üksteist tegelikult aidata.
And you know, if one of us doesn't make it, none of us makes it.
Et kui üks ei saa hakkama, siis keegi meist ei saa hakkama.
And if you can do something to help, you know.
Sa saad midagi teha, aidata.
The mission God has given us.
See missioon, mida Jumal on meile annud.
Let's do it.
Siis teeme seda.
Anyway, Meelis was calling every person he knew probably.
Meelis helistas enam-vähem kõigile, keda ta tundis.
Eventually he got his neighbor to borrow his car.
Lõpuks naaber oli valmis talle autot laadama.
And then Meelis took off with the key to catch up with me, so I could still make it to the meeting.
Meelis hakkas siis liikuma nagu Kristjani suunas, et talle see võti teise auto tugu.
But the car broke down 5 minutes after he started driving.
Aga 5 minutit hiljem, kui laenatud auto ütles üles.
So Meelis was standing beside the road.
Meelis oli tee äärde jäänud.
With the keys.
Võtmega.
I was waiting in Adavere.
Mina ootasin Adaveres.
And you know, I was like, Lord, if you're not meant to go to Tallinn, you're not meant to go.
Mina siis mõtlesin, et issand, et kui see ei ole mõeldud, et ma Tallinnasse lähen, siis järgi ma
olen... And I called Kinna and talked about the situation. She was like, yeah, you can go. It's still time.
Elistasin Kinnale ja rääksin asja ära, siis Kinna ütlesin, et veel on aega, et sa võid ikka jõuda.
And I didn't feel peace to ask Kinna to drive all the keys to Elva, et get the key and then drive to Adaberg.
Mul ei olnud sellest tunnet, et paluda Kinnal nagu sõita Elvasse, võtta saad võti ja siis sõita Adaberg.
Because she was supposed to go to this birthday party and that actually thought it was quite important that she gets there.
Sest ta pidi minema sünnipäeva peole, ma arvasin, et see on küllalt tähtis, et ta sinna läheks.
To meet these other women, you know.
Teisi naisi saab.
But then Meelis called all his friends again, I think, and finally somebody to come and take the key to me.
Et keegi tuleks ja võtaks võtma ja viiks Kristjanile.
And somebody come and pull his car, the neighbor's car back to the neighbor.
Ja keegi tuleks ja tõmbaks selle naabri auto tee pealt tagasi oma koju.
Anyway, one of Evelyn's friends drove the key to me.
Evelyni sõber tõi siis võtma ja Adaverre.
And I was like, thank you. And drove off towards Tallinn.
Ma sellised aitäh ja haaksin kohe Tallinnasse edasi kiutama.
And I got to the place where Route 61 is 7 minutes before it started.
Ja ma ütlesin 7 minutit enne algust sinna raja 61.
So we started setting up all the stuff that was in our car.
Siis me panime rõttu kõik asjad üles, mis meil autos oli kaasa võetud.
You know, it's important to make sure that the keys get to the right place.
Et on oluline veenduda, et võti ei jõua põhjasse kohta.
My dad said.
Mu isa ütles.
that he had forgot the key to the building where Route 61 was in Pärnu.
Et tema oli unustanud Pärnusse võtme, millega selle rada 61 ruumi uste avada oleks
saanud. No, on the same night.
Samal päeval.
Anyway, there was somebody there who let him in.
Seal oli keegi, kes sai ikkagi uste lahti teha.
And I think we had a really good encounter with the Lord at this Route 61 actually.
Ma usun, et meil seal raegu on ühel oli väga hea osadus Jumale.
And Dad said, it's so good that you made it. Because he was willing to run this meeting by himself.
Isa ütles, et väga hea, et sa ikkagi jõudsid. Ta oli küll valmis seda üksinda nagu läbi viima.
But God doesn't want us to do things alone.
Aga isa, taevan isa ei taha, et me teeksime asju üksinda.
I really believe that.
Ma tõesti usun seda.
And then we did the meeting and we left.
Siis me pidasime selle koosoleku ära ja lahkusime
majast. And I went to take the present to my sister's house.
Ja läksin oma õe majja kingitust üle anna.
My dad was like, I took the key to the room.
Ja siis ütleb, et ma mõtlesin selle ruumi võtme kaasa endaga.
That the cleaner is gonna need any second.
Et varsti läheb koristaja, ta vajab seda võtit.
So we drove back to there.
Siis sõitsime kust sinna tagasi.
Knocked on the door, you know.
Koputasime uksele.
And the cleaner was really panicking on the phone, talking to somebody.
Koristaja oli juba paanikas. Telefoni otsas, et...
And almost like, open the door, took the key, you know.
Ja kui sa lähtisid
võtsima. But it was all this, like this three keys that were missing on the same evening.
Kolm võtit oli samal päeval puudu, samal õhtul.
And I was dropping dad off to the bus station, so he could get the bus to Pärnu.
Ma viskasin isa sinna bussijaama ära, et ta on lihtsalt bussiga Pärnusse
mennud. I was saying like, God must be saying something.
Ja on see, et Jumal kindlasti tahab midagi öelda.
You know, are we forgetting a key from somewhere?
Kui me unustame võtme kusagi, jah.
It's like God trying to say that we have forgotten about some keys.
Kas Jumal tahab öelda, et me oleme mingid võtmed unustanud?
You know, and I was praying about this.
Ma paletsin selle pärast.
And I really believe God is saying almost the opposite.
Ja ma olen üsna kindel, et Jumal tahab hoopis vastupidist öelda.
He's saying that these keys are worth fighting for.
Ta ütleb, et võtmed on väärt võitlemist.
It's worth taking extra trips to make sure that you get the keys to the right place.
Et see on seda väärt, et teha ekstra reise või pingutuse, et need võtmed õigesse kohta saada.
You know, like you actually try to figure it how to do it for these people.
Sa mõtled, kuidas seda nende inimeste heaks teha.
These people who are actually the keys.
Need inimesed, kes on tegelikult need võtmed.
You are the keys.
Teie olete need võtmed.
We are the keys.
Meie oleme need võtmed.
Because like with Corrie ten Boom, God has done something in our lives.
On Jumal meie eludes midagi.
And he's doing something in our lives.
Ja ta teeb midagi meie.
That is seriously valuable for the kingdom of God.
Mis on Jumala kuningriigile väga väärtuslik.
And if we get stopped.
Kui me jääme nagu kinni.
Or left behind.
Või maha jäetud.
Or forgotten about.
Või unustatud.
You know, we can feel seriously down, first of all.
Tunda ennast üsna nagu maha tõmmatuna.
But we need each other's help to get us to the right place.
Aga me vajame üksteise abi, et jõuda õigesse kohta.
And really help us to fulfill the potential that we have.
Et me saaksime oma potentsiaali, mis meil on täielikult rakendada.
I really believe that God is saying that you are seriously precious key.
Ma tõesti usun, et Jumal on öelda, et teie olete väga väärtuslikud võtmed.
You know, Jesus said to Peter,
Jeesus ütles Peetrusele.
He said, you are Peter. He said, you are Peter.
Sina oled Peetrus.
Which means a rock.
Mis tähendab siis nagu kaljuta.
And I will build my church upon this rock.
Ja mina ehitan oma kiriku sellele kaljule.
And even the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.
Ja isegi põrgu väravad ei saa selle vastu.
And he says to Peter something seriously awesome.
Ja tõtub Peetrusele midagi tõsiselt võimast.
Says, I have given you the keys to the kingdom of heaven.
Ma olen sulle andnud võtme Jumala kuningriiki.
You know, everything you open up in heaven.
Kõik, mida sa avata taevas.
Will be opened up on earth.
Saab olema avatud ka maa peal.
Everything you shut up in heaven, or close in heaven.
Kõik, mida sa taevas lukku keerad.
Will be closed on earth.
Saab olema lukus ka maa peal.
Can you imagine what that actually means?
Kujutad ette, mis see tegelikult tähendab.
I believe this is actually something Jesus is saying to all of us.
Ma usun, et see on midagi, mida Jeesus meile kõigile ütleb.
You know, he says that you matter so much.
Ta ütleb, et sa oled nii oluline.
To God.
Jumalale.
That is willing to do all of his plan on this planet.
Et ta on valmis tegema kogu selle plaani siin, kogu planeedil.
Through you.
Läbi sinu.
He actually gives you the keys.
Ta annab sulle tegelikult võtmed.
You open things up.
Ja sina avad need asjad.
You go and open all these doors.
Sina lähed ja avad kõik need uksed.
Go and open it for these people.
Lähed ja avad need nendele inimestele.
Help them.
aitab neid.
You know, do it.
Tee seda.
And if there's evil that wants to come in through some doors.
Ja kui on õelus kurjus, mis tahab nendast ustest tulla.
Close this doors for people.
Siis pane need inimesed endale.
You know, help them.
Uksed enda inimestele kinni.
Well, thank you, Lord. You know, God is really doing something precious with us.
Jumal teeb midagi väga väärtuslikku meie.
You gotta believe it.
Peame seda uskuma.
You know, Smith Wigglesworth as well, another awesome revivalist guy.
Teine siis ka evangelist Smith
Wigglesworth.
Wigglesworth.
You will hear this name probably billion times if you stay in Amazing Grace.
Kui sa oled Amazing Grace, siis sa kuuled seda nime ilmselt väga palju.
But you know, he's absolutely amazing man of God.
Ta on täiesti uskumatu selline
Jumala mees. Such faith that God would come and deliver people.
Ta on selline usk, et inimesed tulevad ja võivad inimesi.
Vabastavad.
Vabastavad inimesi.
And you know, he healed tons of people.
Ta on väga paljusid inimesi tervetanud.
Anyway, at this one meeting.
Ühel koosolekul.
There is this man who comes to him.
Mees, kes tuleb tema juurde.
With his son. The man comes with his son.
Mees tuleb oma pojaga.
And he had some injury to his legs.
Tal on jalal mingi vigastus.
And he's coming on crutches.
Ta tuleb kartudel.
In fact, he had been in bed for 2 years.
2 aastat tegelikult voodis olnud.
And hardly ever been able to get out.
Ja vaevalt on saanud sealt üldse väga välja.
And his son had, like, you know, weakened muscles in his leg.
Ja ta pojal on nõrgenenud lihased sellel haigel jalal.
And he's on crutches as well.
Ja ta on ka kartudel.
And they come to Smith Wigglesworth to get prayer, you know.
Lord Smith Wigglesworth juurde palvan.
And you know, he sees them and he prays for the man first.
Ja ta kõigepealt palvetab siis selle mehe pärast.
And the man throws his crutches away.
Mees viskab oma kardud ära.
He starts walking back and down the you know, the front of the church.
Hakkab kiriku seal ees niimoodi edasi tagasi käima.
You know, everybody is praising the Lord.
Kõik ülistavad Jumalat.
And then this little boy says.
Siis väike poiss ütleb.
Says, papa me.
Ütleb, et isa mina.
He sees something that God is doing.
Ta näeb midagi, mida Jumal teeb.
He sees the faith of his dad.
Ta näeb oma isa usku.
And he wants it.
Ja ta tahab seda ise ka saada.
Can you imagine this moment?
Kas sa kujutad ette seda hetke?
Can you imagine the compassion Jesus has for this little boy?
Kujutad seda kaastunnet, mis Jeesusel on selle poisi suhtes.
So Smith prays for this little boy.
Smith palvetab selle väikse poisi pärast.
He gets healed as well.
Tema saab ka tervendatud.
Between them they leave 4 crutches to this place.
Neli karku jääb sinna maha.
And they go home.
Ja lähevad koju.
You know, but when I heard about what this little boy said, you know.
Kuulsin, mis väike poiss ütles.
What he saw, what happened to his dad.
Kui ta nägi, mis tema isaga juhtus.
He wanted it for himself.
Ta tahtis seda endale ka.
No, in some sense, he probably wanted to be like his dad.
Mingis mõttes ta tahtis olla nagu tema isa.
To have this courage and faith to go for it.
Et tal oleks selline julgus ja usk, et see minna.
Probably wanted what he received as well.
Aga ta tahtis seda ka, mida isa sealt sai.
This is amazing healing.
Seda hämmastavad tervenemist.
You know, Jesus said that I don't do anything that I don't see my father in heaven doing.
Jeesus ütles, et ma ei tea midagi, mida ma ei näe, et minu isa taevas teeks.
Everything I do is because I see him do it.
Kõik, mis ma teen, on sellepärast, et ma näen, et mu isa teeb seda.
You know, here was a real sort of... there was like a real sense of unity between them.
Nende vahel oli tõeline ühtsus.
He received everything the father had to give him.
Ta võtsi vastu kõik, mis isal oli talle anda.
And indeed everything he saw his father doing in front of him.
Ja ta tegi kõike seda, mida ta nägi, et ta isa tema ees teeb.
You know, I really believe God wants us to live like this.
Ma tõesti usun, et Jumal tahab, et me elaksime nii.
It's some serious keys for us.
Võimsad võtmed meile.
That we actually just go for it.
Nagu läheksime selle peale.
You know, Jesus said this amazing thing.
Jeesus ütles hämmastav asja.
It's in John 14:12, I think. Yeah, John 14:12.
Johannes
12. It says, very truly I tell you, tõesti ma ütlen teile, whoever believes in me
kes iganes usub minusse
will do the works I have been doing
teeb seda, mida mina olen teinud.
And they will do even greater works.
Teevad isegi võimsamaid asju.
Because I am going to the Father.
Sest mina lähen isa juurde.
And I will do whatever you ask in my name.
Ja ma teen kõike, mida te palute minu nimel.
So that the Father may be glorified in the Son.
Et isa oleks kirjastatud pojas.
You may ask me for anything in my name and I will do it.
Kui midagi minult palute minu nimel, siis ma teen seda.
You know, he says if you believe in me.
Et kui te usute minusse.
Shall we believe in Jesus?
Kas me usume Jeesusesse?
Should we do it?
Kas me teeme seda?
Let's try and do it.
Püüame seda teha.
Let's try and believe in him.
Püüame temas uskuda.
Let's just do it.
Kas teeme seda?
He says.
Ta ütleb.
If you ask me for anything in my name, I will do it.
Et kui te palute ükskõik mida minu nimel, siis ma teen seda.
Let's believe in his words.
Siis usume tema sõna.
Let's believe what he has written down in this book.
Usume, mida ta on siia raamatusse kirja pannud.
This is Jesus' words for us.
Need on Jeesuse sõnad meile.
If you ask me anything in my name.
Kui sa minu nimel midagi palud.
I will do it.
Siis ma teen seda.
Let's trust that he's actually speaking.
Usume, et ta tõesti tegelikult
räägib. You know, every single word that's written in here, we can receive it as a word of Jesus.
Iga sõna, mis siia on kirja pandud, et me võime seda vastu võtta kui Jeesuse sõna.
In fact, Jesus said, I am the word.
Jeesus ütles tegelikult, et mina olengi sõna.
Let's receive him.
Võtame teda vastu.
You know, let's receive the Holy Spirit he sent for us.
Võtame püha vaimu vastu.
As much as we possibly can.
Nii palju vähegi saame.
In every single circumstance in our life.
Igas olukorras oma elus.
Let's believe that he's sending his Holy Spirit to us all the time.
Usume, et ta saadab püha vaimu meile kogu aeg.
You know, let's believe that he's finished this work on the cross.
Usume, et ta on lõpetanud seda töö ristil.
He said that he was given for us.
Tema on antud meile.
So that we can have eternal life.
Et meie saaksime igavese elu.
If we believe in him.
Kui me temas usume.
Shall we believe in him?
Usume temas.
Let's do it. Because we can receive these things.
Sest me võime need asjad endale vastu võtta.
And we can do the things that Jesus did.
Ja me võime teha neid asju, mida Jeesus tegi.
That's his words.
Tema sõnad.
You know, like Corrie ten Boom.
Corrie ten Boom.
Being this key in the right place.
Olles võti õiges kohas.
You are a precious key.
Teie olete ka väärtuslik
võti. I really believe that God is saying this for you this morning.
Ma usun tõesti, et täna hommikul Jumal tahab seda öelda teile.
You know, everything you've experienced here.
Kõik, mida te olete siin kogenud.
No, in your Christian walk really, but here it's an amazing grace as well.
Üldse kristlikul teekonnal, aga siin amazing grace.
In the whole point of doing Route 61.
Kõik see mõte, see raja 61 tegemisel.
Everything Jesus is doing for us.
Kõik, mida Jeesus teeb meie heaks.
So that we could do the same things for others.
Et me kogenud seda selleks, et me saaksime neid asju teistele.
So that we could do the great work that Jesus did.
Et me saaksime teha seda väga võitud tööd, mida Jeesus on teinud.
And do it for others.
Et teha seda teistele.
Do the work that he did.
Teha seda tööd, mida Jeesus tegi.
No, as much as you have let him in during this time.
Nii palju, kui sa oled lasnud teda endasse sisse selle vahel.
So much you can let him into other people now as well.
Nii palju, sa saad seda ka teistele inimestele välja.
So we keep receiving him.
Jätkame tema vastu võtmist.
And we keep giving him out.
Ja jätkame ka teistele tema välja andmist.
You are precious keys.
Teie olete väärtuslikud võtmed.
You have been given some precious keys.
Meile on antud väärtuslikud võtmed.
To open up things in heaven.
Taevas asjade lahti keeramiseks.
You know, it doesn't really matter how you feel about yourself.
Ei loe, kuidas sa enda kohta mõtled või arvad.
It doesn't actually matter what you believe you can do.
Ei loe see, mida sa usud, et sa suudaksid teha.
The way God sees you.
See, kuidas Jumal sind näeb.
Is very precious and powerful as well.
Väga väärtuslik ja võimas.
He's giving you some keys.
Ta on annud sulle mõned võtmed.
Because he wants to work through you.
Sest ta tahab läbi sinu töötada.
Not just around you.
Mitte lihtsalt sinu ümber.
You really matter for him.
Sa tõesti loed talle.
We really matter for him.
Me tõesti loeme talle.
Thank you, Jesus.
Tänan.
Amen.
So, let's ask God for something. I thought a couple of times in this meeting. Sorry,
let's
pray for two things. I'm coming back.
Time for a cup of coffee.
So, Chris was given these New Testaments. And you know, obviously we want our church to grow.
me tahame, et meie kogudus kasvaks.
And we love it, you know, if somebody comes just looking for something different.
Keegi tuleb, sa võtsid midagi muutust.
But we want it to grow with people who are becoming saved.
Aga me tahame, et see kasvaks ka nende inimeste arvelt, kes tahavad ja saavad päästetud.
And you know, how awesome wouldn't it be if we had so many new Christians that we could give each one of them a New Testament? So that's my one thought, is we should pray that we'll be able to give all of these out to new Christians who are really saved and join our church.
Võiksime palata, et me saaksime tõesti kõik need...
That's okay.
Kõik need välja jagada, need uued testamendid, et nendele, kes siis tõesti oleksid saanud päästetud.
And these two chairs, when we first sat down, it was really obvious that these two chairs were empty.
Et need kaks tooli, et need ei jääks tühjaks.
And I remembered one of my friends a few years ago said to me when they started this new church in Canada.
Üks mu sõpradest, kui nad paar aastat tagasi Kanadas avasid uue koguduse ühtis.
They pray for the empty chairs to be filled.
Et nad paletsid ka, et tühjad toolid saaksid täidetud.
Need on pärast. Thank you, lads.
Nüüd kohendame ja share intimacy. So anyway, I really want us to pray for this. I'm sorry the kids are distracting us, but I think it's really important actually, and I think this is message about having the key to unlock something. I think this is, I think God has given me these as keys. So I think we should pray for these New Testaments, and I think we should pray for these two chairs. Because I believe it'll be unlocking something in heaven. What we unlock in heaven will be unlocked in earth. So if you have faith with me, let's do it.
Let's stand up. Well, you lead us.
Yeah. So thank you, Lord, for these New Testaments. Pray for
this. Thank you, Lord, for these New Testaments.
Pray for all of them, Lord. I pray that they'll find the right hands. So we'll give thank them to the right people.
In Jesus' name. Palun, et sa leiaksid õiged inimesed endale igale ühele Jeesuse nime.
Let us give it to people who want to know you, Lord, who want to join this church.
Las ma annan need inimestele, kes tahavad õppida siin tunne ja kes tahavad tulla siia kogudusse.
That they can come to an alpha or really meet you through us, Lord, somehow.
Ja nad võivad tulla alfale või tõesti sinu kohtuda läbi meie kuidagi Jeesus.
And then they can get this New Testament and Psalms to just get to know you more.
Ja võivad võtta selle Uue Testamendi ja laulud selleks, et õppida siin tunnuma natuke rohkem.
We want to see everyone in this area saved.
Me tahame näha siin piirkonnas saada inimesi päästetud.
We want to see all of our non-Christian friends and family saved.
Me tahame näha kõik meie mittekristlased sõbrad ja perekond saada päästetud issand.
You know, choose us to do that.
Vali meid, et seda tööd teha issand.
You know, I want to say, Papa, me!
Ma tahan, et mina tahan seda.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
And we pray for these empty chairs as well. We pray that you'll come and fill them, Lord. So you'll put the right people in these chairs. That soon, Lord, this room will be so full, we'll have to look for somewhere else to meet.
Varsti see ruum on nii täis, et me võime hakkama otsima kuskile mõjale, kus kogunud.
You know, it'll be full of people who are hungry for you.
Et see oleks täis inimesi, kes on sinu jäädel näljased.
Thank you, Jesus.
Tänu, Jeesus. Mm-hmm.